good stuff. Music there from Skip Spence from his 1968 classic, or we heard Little Hands just before that, some Papa Pies from San Francisco, 1993 with In Frisco. I actually think it's earlier than that. I need to check my, that might be a typo. In Frisco, that might have to be my new theme song. Filth just before that, Don't Hide Your Hate. What year was that one, Daniel?
78.
1978, and then Sleepers AD live at the Fab Mab on April 8th. John Hill is my name. Once again, big thanks to Chris Greason for coming in. Don't forget Bang the Bay this Wednesday night at the Mabuhay Gardens. Go have yourselves a dandy little time. And the microphone with me right now, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Daniel Haver, live studio audience! Yes! He books the Mab, and I have a question. Yeah. Tell us about Filth. You said 1978?
Yeah, yeah.
They're out of Denmark?
Out of Denmark, on the Plurex label.
All right, how do you know about this band?
The Killed by Death compilation, yeah. Number 4.
Isn't Killed by Death so brilliant?
It was... Oh, fix your mic.
I mean, can we talk about Love of Comps?
Oh, yeah.
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 Like, can you think about the first time you got a comp? Compilation for those of us who are not in with it.
Your squares. The first time, well, I heard those on YouTube first. I heard the Killed by Death compilations on YouTube, and I when I was in middle school, and that's how, you know, I found the Dogs. They're on the first one, and probably I think the best track off of Killed by Death 1 is Slash Your Face.
That's amazing.
Killed by Death 4 is like all the stuff that happened in Europe, and you know, but no, I listen to a lot of comps on the internet and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and I don't really buy comps.
But is that how you then go and say, "I want to go find that"?
Yeah,
that original.
Yeah.
I say it's the same way. Like when I was listening to like bands, my dad brought home the Blues Brothers Briefcase Full of Blues album that came out in 1970, end of 1978, and he bought that, and I fell in love with every song on that record. So I had to go find every one of those original tracks from the original bands, and that's how I jumped into record buying. Is I gotta go find Floyd Dixon, you know, I want to find the original one there and that stuff, and it was just so exciting to like go and like discover those original artists. So so you don't buy comps, but you will still, you know, what you'll
I listen online.
Yeah, all right.
I think we had a conversation about comps where I was talking about there's comps about songs that the Cramps covered.
Yes.
The originals.
Yeah, yeah.
I would listen to those a lot.
Yeah.
But
yeah, and the Cramps too.
Oh, well yeah.
Yeah, hello.
Well, yeah, that goes without saying.
Right. We're just hanging out in the studio now. I've got all the... Okay, I'm not going to get into it because I don't think my listeners will care, but I was surprised this evening. I thought, of course Daniel's going to come by. Sure, Ignacio now has realized, holy hell, I know where to be on a Monday night, but Molly, who runs social media for the Mabuhay and on Broadway, and Katrina...
What?
One of the club managers. Listen... This is going to go down as one of the most remarkable moments in John Hell radio, me approaching the studio. I'm just pulling up on the phone with her, but she's off to my left at the same time. Anyway, thanks you guys for coming in. I'm excited. Daniel, what shows are coming up there you want to promote?
None.
Nothing? None. What? Come on. You're kidding. What about that one?
That's a good one.
I did this last week.
It's so exhausting.
It's a radio station. Oh, you're supposed to promote shows so that people go to the shows.
Oh, man.
Did you not get the memo?
No.
Well, that's how it's supposed to work. All right, do that, then we're going to play some brand new False Flag.
May 16th.
All right.
May 16th. We have...
May 16th.
Spunk, False Flag, Bombshell, Madrona, and Juna upstairs at the On Broadway. $20 pre-sale, $25 at door with who's that second band? Read that second band.
That second band is a Sherman False Flag.
Oh, no.
False Flag. This is an all-ages show, ladies and gentlemen. Keep that in mind.
Oh, yeah.
That's on May 16th.
That's on May 16th.
That's coming up, by the way. That's coming up on Saturday night.
We have on May 26th, which is a Tuesday.
That's 2 weeks from tomorrow.
We have Major Accident, Monster Squad, Ultra Sect, and Cross Checked. That's also at the On Broadway. That's all ages.
Can we also say that this is Major Accident's very first San Francisco appearance? Ever.
Possibly last.
Oh, well, they've also been around how many years?
1977.
That is a long time. So first, last, and only performance.
Supposedly, I think I said this last week, they were supposed to play a show in San Francisco in 1985, and it got canceled.
Do we know why?
No.
Okay, we should ask them then.
You should ask
Let's bring them on the show.
You know, Tuesday, and they're going to be here. And, you know,
right on a Monday.
They're still working on that.
Don't think. Just tell me three of your favorite record stores.
One of them I can't say.
Okay, then the other two.
Groove Merchant is number two.
Yeah.
Number three, Tunnel Records.
Oh, Tunnel. What do you like about Tunnel?
What do I like about
Tunnel?
Yeah,
what do you like? I mean, I like them, but, like, you tell me what you like. I didn't think you'd
say
them.
They got really good shit on the wall.
They do.
They got really good shit in New Arrivals. They have stuff in New Arrivals that should be on the wall.
Ooh.
And they have a really killer dollar bin if you go on the right day when they restock it.
I like that. That is, you seem to be the king of the dollar bin. You get some real good finds.
That's insulting.
No, like, it's good stuff. You throw things in a dollar bin at a store that I'm kind of blown away about as well, by the way. Very good. I like that. I would say for me, Down Home Music is, like, way high up there. If I'm in the East Bay, down at Hercules, especially for, like, avant-garde jazz blues, is a really awesome one to go to. And if I'm looking to really scour 7 inches, 1, 2, 3, 4 go in Oakland. If that's what I'm all about. All right.
The 1, 2, 3, 4 go on Blunt.
That one that like opened up right across from Aquarius, and everybody was like, what the fuck, 1, 2, 3, 4 go? Why are you opening up from Aquarius? They're like, well, we're not doing what they do. They're real avant-garde. I'm like, yeah, but if I got to spend my money somewhere.
Funny thing is, I only went to that location one time.
Yeah.
And I bought a copy of Rocket to Russia off the wall.
Oh, wow.
And I had to call my dad to pick me up because it was raining so heavy.
Whoa.
And I said, I don't want to get the record wet.
Yeah.
So that was good. That was the one time I went there.
I think I went there twice. Because they were there, but I loved Aquarius, and I used to really love. I subscribed to the Aquarius email, and I used to read. They had a in their record reviews, which were so delightful. They had a font, an Aquarius Records font that was created for them.
Oh,
that's really great. All right, we're gonna listen to New False Flag. I've been talking about
it's
it a
like
lot.
The Wes Wilson alphabet, but for record store.
Exactly. That's so good. All right, False Flag just dropped a brand new track today. It's called Never Gonna Be, and we're gonna play it right here, right now. Radio Valencia.
Come on, fill my life with something I'll never need. Never, 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 never gonna need. Never, never, never let that energy. Come on, Casey.
I don't
outstanding. Good sounds right there. I'm really enjoying that record, like, again, after having not listened to it for a little while. That's the L.A. Witch 2020 release out on Suicide Squeeze, Play With Fire. Track right there, I Wanna Lose. They just played here, too. I hate missing them when they come play. Before that, some music from Crystal Fairy. I love it. Terry Genderbender of La Boucherette's leading that great band featuring Buzz and Dale of the Melvins and the bass player from Mars Volta, whose name is escaping me. Crystal Fairy, the tour that never was, by the way. They booked a whole tour, and right before they were about to do it, they canceled the tour, but they made all the posters, and I've got all of them, and I'm just, you know, for that, I win. We heard Moth Tongue off of the 2017 self-titled release of Crystal Fairy. Started off the set there with False Flag, brand new release from them, Never Gonna Be, and of course, another magnificent record store in San Francisco. How can we ever forget it? I Hate Records on Lower Haight. We love them. What a great record store. I want to go buy stuff. And they also have clothes in there as well, by the way. So you can go get a bunch. They've got bangly, dangly things. What do they have? They got Dexter art on the ceiling. That's right. Dexter did some wheat paste of his own art up on the ceiling. We may get him in here in Radio Valencia and do some wheat paste art up on our ceiling as well. We like that. It needs to be done. Except for maybe he can cover up where the landlord didn't fix the hole. That'd be so great. Radio Valencia, my name is John Hell. Hell's Kitchen Radio on a Monday night. Thanks so much for tuning in. Transmissions from the Mission. Go until 10 o'clock tonight when DJ Doug and a little Hiss Muffet should make their way down. You're looking for a thing to do? You think you could do what I do? Anybody can. We could train you. Hire for personality, train for skill. You can hit us up, station@radiovalencia.fm. Once again, that's station@radiovalencia.fm. Maybe you could do a radio show right here. Transmissions from the Mission. We could put you up on the calendar. It's possible we could do it. Find out. I can do what I want. Spritz have a brand new record out called All That Is Over. We're digging what they're doing. We're going to hear a track right here called Coming Alive right here, right now. The one, the only, Radio Valencia. Drawing blood to draw a smile, I draw effigy. tasty. Tasty, tasty treats from Goat right here on Radio Valencia. Took that off of the 2025 self-titled release there out on Rocket Recordings. The track there is called Ouroboros. You know, they're playing up in Vancouver, and I think we ought to go because they're not coming to the States. And I think everybody should just go see Goat in Vancouver. So road trip, Radio Valencia road trip to Vancouver. We're just all going. Woo! That's just how it's real live studio audience. Yay! All right. Before that, music there from Black Angels off of the 2022 release, Wilderness of Mirrors. We heard Empires Falling. Started off the set there with some brand new music from Sprints. All That Is Over is the name of the release. Coming Alive is the name of the track. John Hill's my name. I'm coming alive all night long. Hot damn, I sure am. Just happy to be here with you. Going until 10 o'clock tonight. DJ Doug and Little Hiss Muffet are on their way. Thrilled to have you with us. And Tuesday nights, by the way, at 8 o'clock right here on Radio Valencia is the John Hill's Live Bootleg Bonanza. It's my opportunity to play 2 hours of live bootlegs for you. I have thousands of bootlegs from dozens, and pardon me, hundreds of bands crossing dozens of genres, 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock, Tuesday nights right here on Radio Valencia. It's an embarrassment of riches. And I have more music than I'm ever going to listen to. That's why I have a radio station to share it all with you. So tune in Tuesday nights at 8, and then you can have that. Also, go on my blog, the Hellfire blog, hellskitchenradio.blogspot.com. And you can find all my playlists and the links to everything that I've done that links directly to Radio Valencia. Hey, coming up this summer, this July, at Mosswood Meltdown, one of the bands that are going to be playing on Saturday, are Primitive Ring, featuring Charles Moothart, who played with Ty Siegel for many years. He's still the guitar player for Fuzz, and he has a brand new band here called Primitive Ring, and they got a self-titled release out, pardon me, along with the 7-inch. I'm going to play a B-side. This is TV City right now, right here, Radio Valencia. Hot damn. Do you like Mudhoney? Of course you do. Shut up. Anyway, that wasn't Mudhoney, but that was the Monkey Wrench featuring Mark Arm and Steve Turner there of Mudhoney. You got Tom Price and Tim Kerr and Martin Bland. Oh, man. The U-Men. You guys don't know Tom Price? The U-Men. The U-Men are definitely considered one of the very first, like, bands who stepped up in Seattle in the 80s. And Tom Price is the one who really kicked ass with that Gas Huffer. Remember Gas Huffer? That's that whole Gas Huffer gang in there. Martin Bland. How many bands was Martin Bland in? That guy was freaking drums on everything for a long time. Great Australian. Migrated to Seattle as well. Great version there of their cover, their Bottle Up and Go. I took that off of their very first Sub Pop release, Clean as a Broke Dick Dog. Just before that, some music from The Scientists. I actually, out of Australia, I took that off of the Numero Group collection called A Place Called Bad from 2016. Swampland, name of the track, covered by many bands. And Primitive Ring started off the set. They are the new band that Charles Muthart has. Took it off a 7-inch TV City. They're going to be playing at Mosswood Meltdown. Will you be at Mosswood? Will you be at Mosswood? Will you be at Mosswood? Yes. Will you be at Mosswood? Are you going to Mosswood? Are you going to Mosswood? I'll be both days. Come on, man. Party with us. Let's go have some fun at Mosswood. And Iggy on Saturday. Bikini Kill on Sunday. It's going to be a great weekend in Mosswood Park in July. John Hell is my name. I'm just about out here. Thanks so much for tuning in, everybody. DJ Doug, a little Hiss Buffett coming up at top of the hour, taking you till midnight. Their show is fun. They're a married couple, and they like to beat each other up on the radio with music. That's what they do. They try to one-up each other and have an amazing arguments and about who just played the better set. And I tell you, at the end of the night, they kiss and make up, and then they go home. It's great. Tune in. Tune in. 10 to midnight, Monday nights right here on Radio Valencia. Okay, I'm just about out of here. Yeah, I got nothing. That's pretty much it. Radio Valencia, transmissions from the Mission. I'm going to play some music from the Kinks because, well, just, I love the Kinks. I don't really need to tell you why. Do whatever the hell I want. It's my show. Victoria, Radio Valencia.
roses of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. Much more than I ever knew, and I think to myself,